Liberal Yukon MP Brendan Hanley figures he found out NDP leader Jagmeet Singh was ending the No Surprise Confidence and Supply Agreement, or CASA, with the federal Liberals like most other people, through a newsflash on his phone. Hanley got no heads up. "I have to admit, I was a little bit surprised. I didn't expect this," Hanley told the news by phone from Whitehorse on September 5. The party must have felt it was in the best interest for their party to no longer participate in the agreement. Singh made the announcement in a video posted September 4 to social media saying he ripped up the deal. In the video, Singh mentions there's a battle for the future of the middle class, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will always cave to corporate greed. He said the Liberals are letting people down and don't deserve another chance. But the bigger battle ahead is the threat of Conservative Party of Canada leader Pierre Poilievre and his party's cuts, Singh said. Hanley noted the federal New Democrats have indicated they will proceed on a vote-by-vote, case-by-case basis. "It really is back to the minority parliament that we had in 2021, before the beginning of the CASA," Hanley said. "I'm hoping that we continue to, you know, to work with other parties as best as we can, as we should as a minority government, and, you know, continue to hopefully get things done." Hanley indicated it's back to the same old risk under a minority Liberal government, where there could be a confidence vote by MPs in the House of Commons, and the Liberals could lose support for the minority government. Hanley said the Liberals and the NDP can get a lot done together, citing the disability legislation, climate action, dental care program, pharmacare, housing and affordability. "I think now it's just that we have to cooperate on a case-by-case and a vote-by-vote basis, instead of having a kind of a more secure, ongoing arrangement," he said. He added it's the job of House leaders and the whips to seek support from other parties. Hanley said he believes Canadians expect that, when they elect the federal government, parties will work together as best as possible to deliver what Canadians need and are asking for. "I think it would be in the interest of both parties to continue to do that, but we'll look for support wherever we can find it," he said. Hanley said Trudeau and his Liberal Party expected another year or so before an election. "We were expecting that the agreement would be continued," Hanley said. "A minority government does have some advantages in that it does require cooperation between parties. And I've heard over and over again from people at the doors that that's what they want to see." Hanley doesn't get the feeling that Canadians want an election right now, despite Poilievre's regular calls for one. Hanley wants another year to keep getting work done. He suggested an election is unlikely in the next few months given he doesn't see that as a particular advantage to the NDP to be involved in calling an election in the near future. "I think we'll just have to see how, once Parliament resumes, how ready everyone is to work together," he said. Hanley tries not to get too hung up on the polls, which suggest the Liberals are lagging in contrast to the Conservatives. He said he's more focused on the day-to-day work. The end of the Liberal-NDP deal won't change how Hanley conducts himself, since he said he tries to take a more collaborative approach in committee work, in debate and in establishing relationships. "I don't think it changes anything in my approach. I'll look for partners on an issue from any stripe or any party," Hanley said. Thus far, Hanley said he will put his name forward in the next election, whenever the time comes. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.